From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the party's nomination. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Meantime, in the wake of expanded U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang, the Philippines is holding a North Korean ship. We get more now from VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul.
Philippine officials say that it's being held because of safety issues that have to be dealt with. But my reading of it is that it was stopped for these mandatory inspections, and during these mandatory inspections, they found these safety issues. This kind of stopping cargo, possibly seizing cargo, this could be something different, and this could trigger some sort of response from North Korea.
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said they landed at sea. The United Nations says now at least 25 people were killed, some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in South Sudan. That's today's update. Some 47,000 people have taken refuge in the camp from South Sudan's ongoing war. This is VOA News. Amnesty International accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes to ease the path for pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Meantime, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria reports the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding, so political talks aimed at ending the 5-year-long civil war will be resumed next week as planned. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war. He says the level of violence has been greatly reduced and that the cessation of hostilities agreement is generally holding, which is good news for many Syrian people.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high, and further measures are needed to curb it. Speaking at a joint press conference in Ankara with host Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, Tusk had a warning for migrants.
I want to appeal to all potential illegal economic migrants, wherever you are from. Do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers. Do not risk your lives and your money. It is all for nothing. Greece or any other European country will no longer be a transit country.
Davutoglu said that Greece and Turkey cannot be expected to carry the burden of the migration crisis alone. China says it will increase its defense spending by 7-8% this year following years of double-digit increases. China has piled resources into defense over the past 2 decades as it asserts its territorial claim in the South China Sea. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has decided to suspend the process of relocating a U.S. Marine base in Okinawa. Abe's government wants the relocation to a less populated part of the island where other U.S. military facilities are located. Local authorities want the airbase moved off the island altogether. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.